Benny's TV Repair.
Yeah.
As much of your music is, it's a true story about your father and his repair shop. Tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. Well, my dad was a fix-it guy, and he fixed everything. And I always say I didn't know there was such a thing as plumbers and electricians. I thought dads did that. I just did. And so he kept our cars running, kept our house going. And I think at some point he decided he wanted to fix TV sets. And so in order to do that, he had to take a course. And back then it was called a correspondence course, where you send away, he found it in the back of a magazine, and you send away for the course, and they'll send you their booklet. You study it, take the little test at the end of the booklet, and send it back, and they send you your grade. Then they send you a new one. Well, this takes a while because it's not like online class. Took him 2 years. He did it. He finished it. He had to build a TV set as his final exam, I suppose. And he got that certificate, and he was so proud. So my brother had this sign made for him that said Benny's TV Repair, and he hung that up in the basement. And that was there until that my folks passed away and we sold the house. That was probably the last thing we took out of the house. But the image of that and his... just everything, you know. And while he's working in the shop, he's listening to country radio. He was a big influence on me, too, with his country always in the background, always somewhere in my subconscious mind. And so that was huge for me. And, you know, and years later, as I thought about the image, I got with my friend Bob Ray and told him the story, and we wrote that song.
Well, and your father played, too, right?
He did. Yeah, I've got his old guitar hanging up at the house. It's an old K. Big old sunburst with the F-holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his brother would do Jimmy Rogers songs and Montana Slim, and he would play on the radio.